Okay, guys, we are live. This is a fun interview. I've got Amanda Hempel on the line with me, and you're probably wondering why do we have a mom and a woman here on this interview session as a part of the Six Pack Dad Tribe. And these are fun because every once in a while we will have a husband reach out who's in the program and say, "Hey, you know, can you support my wife in that?" And Amanda, that was kind of the case with you. I won't steal your thunder, but back in September, got started with us, and she's just been a shining star and a rock star client. And the other day, she said, "Hey, people are starting to come up to me asking me what I'm doing." And I was like, "Amanda, we need to interview you and let you tell your story." So, Amanda, thanks for joining us this evening.
Yeah.
Well, why don't we get started? Maybe just for the listeners, if there's moms who listen, just so they can kind of get to know you and relate. Do you mind telling us a little bit about who you are, work, family, just any personal details you want to share?
Yeah. So I'm a mom of three kids. I have a 14, 11, and 5. And then I'm a full-time nurse, work Monday through Friday. Luckily, only Monday through Friday. So that's nice. And just busy with family and work and getting everything in.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's what's cool is, I mean, at that point, it's like all the excuses are off the table. It's cliche, but it's like, well, shoot, if Amanda can do it, busy mom and working nurse, and you're juggling the same balls as everyone else, and yet you've found a way to do this. So hopefully we can kind of get into that a little bit here. So Joe, like back in June of last year, he and I started working together one-on-one, and then you entered the equation a few months later. Do you mind just kind of going back down memory road and telling us like what prompted you to want to do this? Like what was going on in your life, that type of thing? Mm-hmm.
So Joe joined in like June. I did not know that he joined. I knew he did something. I'm like, okay, whatever. Another like diet. I'm like, okay. So I just let him do his thing because we've done lots and lots of different diets. And come, I don't know, August, September, that's when he kind of told me about it. I was a little bit more interested because I needed to change what I was doing. I knew I was eating whatever all the time. And I knew I needed to do something different. I didn't know what. I'm like, okay, you know, what are you doing? You've been doing this for, was it 3 months? It was longer than 3 months. I'm like, okay, you're sticking to this. This is working. What are you doing? And so that's what kind of sparked the, what are you doing? And maybe I should jump on board. Okay.
Gotcha. Yeah. So it was kind of the fact that, okay, this isn't the traditional short-term diet, the 30-day crash or whatever. This appears to be longer term, more lifestyle. Maybe there's something to this. And, as it turns out, that's kind of what your story is now turning into as we look at September, October, November, December, January, you know, it's here we are interviewing you all these months later. It's more of a lifestyle type of interview.
Yeah, for sure. I was noticing that he would just tweak things that we would already eat and just ask me to buy like protein noodles instead of just regular white noodles. So I switched that. So then I was noticing like, oh yeah, okay, it's just switching easy things that we're already doing. So then,
Sure. As opposed to, hey, no more carbohydrates at dinner, and all we get is tofu and vegetables, and eating totally different from the kids. Like the Hempel family have a special tradition with pizza on Friday nights at the cabin or whatever. We gotta keep that as a part of the tradition, right?
Yeah.
No, you guys have been really fun. So. You don't have to, I know weight is certainly personal. You don't have to go into that, but do you mind just sharing anything you're comfortable about? Like what has happened, since kind of middle of September till you know, February 1st, the time of this recording. What are people noticing? What changes have you noticed? And
yeah, well, so I've needed 15 pounds that I've lost. Most people at work have noticed. So it's fun to have them say, you know, what are you doing? And I'll kind of share what I do. And a lot of them have noticed it in my face. They see my face is thin and stuff. Right? Uh-huh. I'm like, oh, you can tell that through a mask too. I wear a mask all the time.
Yeah.
Anyway, so yeah. And I fit into my skinny clothes.
You fit into your what?
My skinny clothes.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. Maybe that's a women's thing to do, is to have your skinny clothes.
No, that's a big deal.
So I have my scrubs that I wore probably 2 years ago that now totally fit and it's nice. And I've just gotten some new ones because the other ones are too big.
Yeah. Well, and what's cool is, like, you started this and you weren't like, the pounds that you have been getting off, from my experience, are kind of the more stubborn pounds. It's not like, you know, a lot of people that say the first 20 pounds are kind of easier to come off. But you were already like in decent shape. And so the next 15 that have come off, from my experience, that's trickier. That's more kind of more stubborn. And so that makes your story even more impressive. And also the fact that as I look at kind of your journal here, I mean, it's just been steady, incremental, kind of week in and week out, just like almost a linear progress, just like a pound a week almost. So that's something that stood out to me, is just how consistent, for the most part, your results have been, and you just sticking with it. And that's been impressive. So maybe tell people, you know, there's probably a lot of people who aren't familiar with you're pretty much in the Gold Circle package, which involves a lot of handholding, a lot of accountability, weekly feedback from me, tracking stuff. And you've made some excellent comments on this, but maybe from your perspective, you could tell someone who's listening, like, kind of how we have tried to serve you. And like, you know, you've talked about how accountability and tracking is huge for you versus hiring like a personal trainer or like going and getting an ebook and just kind of a do-it-yourself approach. Maybe how this is different, if you don't mind.
Yeah, having your check-in once a week and checking what I'm logging is, I don't know, to me is a big deal. Just because, I mean, a personal trainer, they're just telling you what to do, and they're, I guess they'll follow up to see how you did it, maybe. But I think of a personal trainer more of the fitness side of things, where you're watching what we're eating and just addressing that every week. Like, how do you feel like you did? You know, maybe this day you had maybe too much of this, and maybe, you know, add some more protein to it. And so having that weekly kind of tips on what to tweak is really nice. And to know that you're going to be calling to go over that, and that looking at what I've eaten for the last week is great. I feel like it's a big deal. And I know you're going to talk to me, so I want to do good.
Yeah. Yeah. You've commented a lot, like, knowing that, well, just tracking stuff and seeing how much sodium is in things or how much carbohydrates is here. Just that awareness piece on your side, and knowing that someone who's there to support you is watching it, is giving you feedback. You've commented, you know, that's been huge for you.
Well, yeah. And realizing like what you should watch for, and noticing sodium, like, wow, you know, that really does have a lot of sodium in it. And, you know, I should cut back on what I'm eating there, and, you know, just tips and tricks of figuring out what I should be eating.
Sure. Yeah. And to your credit, you haven't hidden anything from me. You've just been brutally honest to your credit.
Yeah. And that's, if you want to see results, you gotta say how it is.
Yeah. that's been very helpful, because then on my side, it's not in a quandary as to, you know, why are we stalling out or why are results happening? We can see exactly why and eliminate so much of the guesswork. So,
yeah, you got to have all the information you get what you want.
You came into this, Amanda, as a highly educated. You guys had done keto before, so you knew about macros, you knew about protein, you knew about, you came in very with a very strong background. There's people who haven't lifted weights. They don't even know what the word keto means, which is fine. No offense to anyone listening, but maybe as you think about this journey and where you go from here and the lifestyle you're trying to build and it impacting your kids and Joe, could you just kind of brainstorm for a minute, like lessons you've learned about a short-term fad diet versus making like a lifestyle for yourself of being fit and healthy?
Yeah. So I would say it's kind of what we're already eating, just tweaking it a little instead of going dramatic and, oh, to have bread, you have to have your mozzarella cheese and your cream cheese and mix it in with almond flour. And you don't have to make any special things. You can use what is already eat pretty much. And so it makes it easy because I just tweak what we eat. Like tonight we have tacos. And so instead of we do the wheat, hard balanced tortillas, and still have everything else. So it's just, and then like yesterday we have lasagna, and I use protein meals instead of just regular meals. So it's a little bit more of a casserole than the, like the lasagna noodles. But I mean, just tweaking things a little like that, and then I mean, it makes it easy. And then snacks, I just find snacks that are good, but like I really like beef jerky and almonds and cashews. I really like nuts. Those protein bars. I always say the name wrong, but they're yellow at Costco.
Robert Irvine.
Yes. Those are awesome snacks. Easy like go to things. So I've gotten also at Costco. Just individual trail mix packs, individual like just peanuts and cashews and just all sorts of things so that you can just grab and go, because it's so easy to just be able to grab something and eat it and know that you don't have to think about it. It's just easy to do.
Yeah. I really like that. When we think about a lifestyle, something that is easy and doesn't require, anytime something is consuming and all we can think about is food, we know we're probably a little extreme and we need to shift something. But when it's, oh yeah, I just swap out to a better pasta choice or carb balance or healthier snacks, it's these little incremental things that you've chosen to let it become a part of you and your family. And cumulatively, that really adds up over, say, a 20-week time period, like what you've done. And next thing you know, you're down 15 pounds and it's like, wow, I didn't give up sugar. We don't eat crazy different as a family. It's like in all these little tiny areas of our life, we're just a little bit better.
Yeah. And I'll add that it kind of crossed over to the kids too. Like I've stopped buying them more processed things. And so they eat the same things we do. And so it's kind of an overall family change. I love it, but it's the whole thing kind of involved.
And that's what makes it so. That's when you know you've got something going for you, is when it becomes a family affair and kids start getting on board. Because then the likelihood of falling off and everyone just quitting—it's not now. It's not just about me; it's about the whole family, and it can kind of infiltrate people's identity and turn into something permanent and sustainable. So hats off to you and Joe and the kids for embracing this. When you have the same lifestyle and probably reasons to make excuses as anyone else, you've just for whatever reason, you've been able to overcome that and, you know, kind of choose a different path. I guess any other benefits you've seen with how it's impacted you with work or as a mom, or I guess other parting words of wisdom as we kind of wrap up this brief interview for you. You've already given some great comments.
The having cheat meals, that is, I also think is a big deal, because on other diets or whatever we've done, you can't have sugar. You can't, like, no, you can't have that. And we're like, yeah, we can have, if I want hamburgers and fries one time, like, that's fine. It's okay to do. Okay to have a cookie. It's okay. So knowing that I can have that twice a week, I'm okay to say no during the week to other things. Because it's like, yeah, I know I can have that, but I'm going to save that for something better. So that's been really nice. Got everything else we've done, like, no, you can't have that.
I found that myself too. It's almost like you wear this hat for a few months and it, I don't have a great word. It's almost like your palate matures. Like, some people, they'll just almost mindlessly throw down junk food and they're not even consciously enjoying it. Whereas you get into this for a few months, like where you're at, and it's almost like, okay, I can eat that, but I want those calories to be worth it. So I'm not just going to shovel junk food. Like, if I'm going to eat something, it I better enjoy it and it better be worth it.
For sure. Yeah.
So, yeah, very neat. And any other parting words? That was probably a great thing to end on.
Yeah. Definitely.
Actually, wait, I thought of one, okay. Maybe one last question. What does the kind of the future hold? Where do you go from here? You're about at your week 20 mark, 21 week mark, as I'm looking at this, like, where does Amanda go from here?
I like to say this a lot, keep on keeping on, yeah. Just staying with it. I still would like to lose another 10-ish pounds. So just keeping at it. And I mean, I don't see ever stopping. Like, this is just how things are now. And I was like, just keep going.
Yeah. Yeah. That's exciting. Well, congrats as a busy mom and nurse and wife and just all the things that you're doing. Just being able to dial this in and feel in control and being an inspiration to others who listen to this. And thanks for tell Joe and the kids, thanks for giving up a little bit of your evening here to be with us.
Yeah.
Okay. Till we speak next. Thanks, Amanda.
Thank you.